It's my pleasure to introduce to you Ruth Thompson, and I have the advantage, and I would suggest that you actually go home and Google Ruth Thompson, National Post 2017, because there was an article written about her. And as you read the article, you get the sense that the reporter is struggling to understand the biography of this amazing person. This is what the article says. Thompson went to a girls' private school, Branscombe Hall, set amid the mansions of Rosedale in a part of Toronto where the who's who of the city resided. Her father, Clive, was a prominent lawyer, and Helen, her mother, was an accomplished horsewoman. The Mellon family dynasty of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in fact, would recruit Helen to ride their horses in competition. And for all their society connections, the Thompsons were rooted in their faith and driven by adventure. Hiking, paddling, picking wild blueberries at the cottage, horseback riding, getting outdoors and being active were integral parts of Ruth Thompson's upbringing. She could handle a rifle. I thought that was interesting. She took judo lessons, and she always kept her word. And at a very early age, she began to realize that maybe I'll be a missionary when I grow up. She came to Toronto Bible College because she knew her call was for mission, and she set aside her role of debutante to plan for a linguistic future in translating scripture in Brazil. Ruth scaled the obstacles of the church's restriction toward women who were denied opportunities in church leadership, and she went to the field and she led. At that time, she moved into the Amazon jungle among the Kayapo tribe, arriving there at the age of 25 in 1965. They were a warrior culture, a people known to kill those who trespassed on their land. They taught her their language and their customs while she worked with Wycliffe Bible translators, creating a written form of their language. Her work and the work of Wycliffe would lay the foundation of literacy amongst this tribe. Today, in her late 70s, she spends 50% of her time still going to Brazil. Wycliffe thought she should retire, so she joined the Latin American mission. Are you getting the idea of this woman? It's my pleasure to present to you Ruth Thompson. Oh, good. After so many years, we realized if we tried to give her 5 minutes, it probably wouldn't work. When I read the article, I was fascinated. You could tell that the reporter wasn't quite sure about this faith piece. Is that and so I want to ask you, what drove you to this sense of call, and what made you know that this is what God was calling you to? Need to put this right up to you.
Yeah. The Lord Jesus, of course. I was brought up in a Christian family. My sister is here. We received a wonderful Christian upbringing. Every day, our parents would gather us for family prayers and so on. And then I went to Toronto Bible College and further grew further in the faith, knew more about the scriptures, adding more onto that good foundation that had been laid. And I'd like to thank the Tyndall and previously the other Bible colleges for what they are doing. I see that they are carrying on the tradition of holding forth the word of life. Mm. And that is so, it's so good to see that.
Mm. So why did you think of linguistics as being part of that?
I wanted to go to a primitive people. Okay. And
Toronto wasn't good enough?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I knew if I were going to go to a primitive tribe that I'd have to learn their language and all that. And the scriptures is basic. I would need to translate the scriptures. So I took Wycliffe training, linguistics and so on, jungle camp and all that.
Mm-hmm. You studied at University of North Dakota in linguistics?
In the summer course, okay. Mm-hmm. Linguistics.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you learn over all this time? If you were to say to all of us, these are the two things that I have learned in these years of working amongst these people.
That it's teamwork. It's not me doing it. Mm-hmm. We're a team. It's teamwork. I was translating together with another missionary from another mission. And other missionaries have come in, both national and European and North American. We are a team working together. Hmm. That's one thing. And what's the other? That the Lord Jesus is central.
Hmm.
It's all about the Lord Jesus.
Hmm. We were just working through core values at our board meeting yesterday, the Board of Governors, and we were working through our core values, and the first one that we talk about is that we're Christ-centered.
Amen.
As an institution. So that's,
amen.
Wow, that's great. Let me pray for you. Let's pray. With a sense of wonder and a sense of own personal call in our own lives, we celebrate today your servant, Ruth. We celebrate the way in which you have spoken through her life of service. We thank you for the ways in which she has come alongside people, how they have worked together. We celebrate those places in which empowerment has happened because of your light and your salt through her. We pray that you would continue to build courage and strength in her, and you would give her the possibilities to continue her passion in the coming days. And we thank you that she stands as one of those living letters of this place and the centrality of Jesus in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
This is the Kai Pod New Testament.
Tell them that, yeah.
Okay, this is the Kai Pod New Testament, of which I am co-translator, and this is the audio version. This little thing has all the New Testament and some other hymns and teaching and stuff, all on this little thing here.
Ruth Thompson.